In Southern California, four remaining wildfires are almost fully contained. In recent weeks, more than 3,600 homes have been destroyed. Burned out residents are now dealing with insurance adjusters, architects, and contractors, if they can afford them. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Walls of flames swept down the mountainside and into the Del Rosa neighborhood of San Bernardino. And just like that, the five-bedroom, three-bathroom home of Gail and Reggie Alberts was gone.
This is it. Unreal.
Returning to ashen ruins, Alberts and his wife are in shock. They've been staying at a hotel thanks to a $2,500 check from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They're waiting for their insurance adjuster to tell them how much money they'll be getting to rebuild their house.
You know, construction costs and all that, I don't know if we can replace it for what they'll give us. So we'll just, if we have to, we'll scale down. Yep.
The Albertses were away for the weekend when the fire hit, but their grown daughter barely escaped from the house. They lost their 15-year-old German Shepherd, who was trapped in the yard. Now they face the challenges of what comes next. Already they've had general contractors and architects out to assess the damage.
The first step is to remove all the burnt debris and everything, and then removing the concrete foundation, because none of it will pass code for nowadays standards. It's all got to come out.
Sure, because
rebuild.
Of the tremendous heat, the concrete's probably popped.
The Albertses may be able to salvage their new granite kitchen countertop, but everything else will have to be trashed. In a few weeks, they plan to move into their converted garage until their house is rebuilt. That could take months or even years. One thing they say is fortunate is that their contractor is a friend, because at times like this, scams are common, says Mike McCormick of FEMA, speaking at a victims' assistance center.
One is unlicensed contractors, people who come into the area, claim to be contractors, take the front money and run. Another is people posing as insurance adjusters or inspectors, people posing as FEMA inspectors or SBA inspectors. These people often collect fees for non-existent services. There is never a fee for a government service. The third one is the unscrupulous phony charities.
To help prevent fraud and to assist people in their recovery, the state has opened 6 one-stop centers where fire victims can register with FEMA or apply for low-interest loans from the Small Business Administration. McCormick says FEMA offers temporary help. More permanent healing is up to each survivor.
Depending on their resources, depending on their coverage, depending on their will.
But not everyone has the resources. Thousands of people burned out of their homes have been sleeping on cots at the Red Cross shelter in a San Bernardino airport hangar. Among them are Bernard Dixon, his 4-month pregnant wife Bettina, and their 2 children, who were evacuated from their rented apartment. The building didn't burn down, but the Dixons lost everything they owned to smoke and looters. Now they worry about how they'll get by.
What money? We got to get the money. We'll try to get us some funds.
Yeah.
We're not rich people. We're a working couple, so, you know, we live check to check.
The Dixons say they didn't have renter's insurance, and there was no time to pack important papers before they evacuated. They're left with whatever was in Bettina's purse, her driver's license and Social Security card. So now their bureaucratic nightmare to replace everything has begun.
Yeah, we have to go and apply for our marriage certificate. We got to go get money to get the kids' birth certificates. Ours are from New Orleans, but it's like the money, you know, and all this proof that even if, you know, we go to the welfare and ask them for help, they already told me you're going to need everything in order to proof address. We don't even have that.
The Dixons and so many others are not sure what to do next. Deborah Quick says she doesn't plan to rebuild her house in Lytle Creek, a beautiful mountainous area with 2 creeks and spectacular views. She lived there with her 2 dogs.
I've had enough. It's been a struggle up there. It really has. They need to do something about that area. There's only one road in, and we've had fires before, and they haven't cut the fire breaks, and we've let it grow up around our ears. And that's why it happened.
Do you have any ideas where you might go?
Where there's no trees.
Those who do choose to stay in the area that burned may be facing even more challenges, floods and mudslides. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.